Hey guys, I'm sorry for the long wait. The job's been pretty unforgivable lately. Really had to focus on it this past week. However, it's been hard to do that, especially after reading the next few entries of Clint's journal. Shit just keeps getting crazier. Entry 19. It's been 1 month and I'm already sick of this fucking place. It's hard to find motivation to even write, but I'd give it a chance today. Gotta hold on to some semblance of sanity somehow. The rules here are fucked. If the guards catch you sitting down more than once while you're mining in the hole, you get pistol whipped. If you can't physically work anymore, you get dragged away and dropped down a shaft. Doesn't even look like they want to do it. I think they're scared of something, scared of the warden. Following the days where we made slow progress, we'd usually be met with a new set of guards. Who the hell knows what happened to the old ones? I have an idea, but whatever. The new ones are always harsher. It was hard to blame them. I guess they have to be. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. People drop like fucking flies here. I haven't had an opportunity to formulate an escape plan. Hell, I've got nobody to talk to other than Brock and Lauren. We don't get leisure breaks. We stay in our cells for about 10 hours before being herded to the mine. This is bad, but we'll see what happens. Entry 20. It's been around 7 months now. I'm not counting. Buck is. He says it's his hobby. I guess there's nothing else to do. I'm pretty much sleeping whenever I'm not working. So not starving us. The energy bars aren't bad, actually. I'd rather not think about what they're made out of, though. But still, nothing's fucking changed. I don't know what to do. It seems like the last revolution's made everybody complacent. Nobody's willing to take a chance anymore. Well, almost nobody. Two new guys were assigned to our section of the hole today. I eavesdropped on a conversation the guards were having about why they were here. I heard the word genocide drop a couple of times. Yeah, they were crazy fuckers. As soon as they stepped foot into the working grounds, they went after the guards using only their pickaxes. They managed to massacre most of them before finally being shot down. This was an opportunity, obviously, but nobody took it. Because everybody thought there was no chance of getting out, even if we managed to take out all of the guards. To be honest, I'm starting to understand them. I don't want to think about it, but if my plan is to come to fruition, then we're going to need to face the warden at some point or another. And based off the stories, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. Entry 21. It's been around 2 years since that last entry. I have to say, it's been pretty rough. I had no motivation to fucking write anything down. Teetered between bouts of depression, unresolved motivation. I don't think Lauren said anything in months. She just kind of sits around now and with a glazed look in her eyes. Just a corporal shell. I can't do anything about it. Buck's the same, although I'm really starting to question his own sanity. There are a couple more work incidents, just a few guards and prisoners killing each other here and there. In spite of that, more and more prisoners seem to keep piling in. The mine's starting to get crowded. A lot of the newbies claim they don't even do anything. That the whole system's corrupt. I believe them. Morality seems to go out the window here, but something happened recently. One of the guys who worked near me, Jackman, found something. And apparently, it's what we've been digging for this whole time. You see, one of the few rules here is that if we find something that isn't pure rock, we were supposed to hand it over to the guards. Usually, there would be no way around this. They checked all of our pockets before we were done with our shifts. However, pretty obvious that the guards themselves don't really want to be here either. In fact, all of them are forced into it. The prisoners themselves. Smoker was one of them. It wasn't his real name, but you'd rarely see him without a dart dangling from his mouth. It was one of the few guard privileges. The name kind of caught on. Anyway, years ago, he and Jackman came into a secret agreement. If Jackman ever found anything, he would be the first one to search him. You see, Smoker had inside knowledge, being here for decades. He knows what we were digging for, why the hell this prison even exists, all that shit. And he doesn't want any part of it anymore. But he can't leave. I started talking to Jackman a few weeks ago. We worked so close to each other that we'd sneak in conversations whenever the guards were out of earshot. Eventually, we both came to the conclusion that we were after the same thing. Freedom. Albeit, Jackman's been here much longer than I have. He's a bit hungrier. Also unafraid of death. He was getting out of here no matter what. He told me about his alliance with Smoker and what the hell we were actually looking for. They were called Imperium shards. Small, dense, white crystals that upon cutting yourself with would make you invincible for around 15 minutes. Now keep in mind, they don't make you stronger, just impossible to kill. Enough of these could turn a mediocre standing army into an empire. And that was what the Warden was after. He wasn't planning on running this prison forever. No, he wanted more. That's why he forced all of us to dig for 14 hours a day. But here's the thing. The Warden only knows the general location of where clusters of these crystals are supposed to naturally occur. Jackman actually knows how to find them. Before he'd been locked up, he was an excavation leader on mineral-rich islands. And that was before something called Neo Civitas came and ruined his whole operation, sending him here. "They killed my whole team," he told me. "But instead of taking me with them, they sent me here as a fuck you to anybody trying to take the resources that they think belong to them." That's all of it. He was nearly foaming at the mouth as he said that. Yeah, well, I'll show those fuckers. I'll make them wish they killed me. And Jackman knew how to mine. Probably more than anybody else in the entire prison. That was how he caught the eye of Smoker. He wasn't digging at random like everyone else. He actually had a strategy. And a few days ago, well, he struck gold. He found a few crystals. After the shift ended, Smoker pretended to search him, and after that, he went to his cell, where he started to stockpile. He was in one of the older, single-capacity ones, so he didn't have to worry about people snooping around. He hid them in a discreet hole in the wall. I've been finding more and more every day. I've been storing some in my cell as well. I don't see Buck and Lauren selling me out. And the other guy is insane, whatever. I was a bit skeptical, though. Crystals that make you invincible does seem like an outlandish idea. In retrospect, though, I guess nothing's too strange for this world. I tried it out on myself. I made a small cut on my shoulder and waited a few minutes, and after that, I tried stabbing my hand with a pencil. Well, safe to say, it works. Jackman told me to start recruiting anybody that I really trusted. A revolution was brewing. I've informed Buck and Lauren about this. They seem optimistic. The other guy in our cell's still insane. I didn't bother. But it seems like something's changed. And I can't fucking wait. Entry 22. It's been about 6 months. Our little group's grown to about 80. Most of the guards in our section are even in on it, through Smoker's persuasion. And in addition, we've mined more of those crystals than we know what to do with. It's just a matter of time now. Entry 23. It's been 3 more months. We've got 600 in on this now. We've pretty much convinced everybody in our mining section, and they've gone and convinced their cellmates. All the guards are now part of it as well. There are some Warden loyalists, of course. All we had to do was get rid of them until we found suitable replacements, however. We're going to need to act quickly. The original plan was to get 1,000 or more people from all around the prison, but we seem to be drawing a lot of suspicion. We can't just kill all the guards who are here voluntarily and hold allegiance to the Warden. There's too many of them. They're getting antsy. Some cells have already been searched. They haven't found any of the smuggled shards yet, but there's no way in hell that I can hide all the ones that I have if they search mine. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. Entry 24. A few more weeks have passed, but we can't afford to keep going. Jackman got searched yesterday. Of course, there was no way he was hiding all the shards, so he just killed the two guards and stuffed them under his bed. We had to create a quick plan, and at this point, we've gotten at least 800 people ready for this. We had to create an impromptu plan. It's happening tomorrow. Once the guards come around, unlock our cells, and start leading us to the hole, we strike. If they're loyalists, we kill them. If they also want out, well, and the more the merrier. After that, we'll start making our way towards the surface. The elevators will probably get shut down, as they did during the last revolution. We have to use the stairs. I estimate there's about 30 floors above ours. Shouldn't be a problem, though. According to the guards, a bunch of planes and boats on the surface of the main entrance, and we can use those to get the hell out of here. Where we're going next, I don't know. It's baby steps, huh? As for the warden, he can't take all of us, especially if we have these shards. The last revolution was also considered smaller than this one, but maybe I'm being optimistic. I guess we'll find out soon. Even if I don't make it out alive, at least I wouldn't have died complacent, rotting away in this shithole. At least I'll have done something interesting. Entry 25. Well, that was fucked. If I sound a bit discombobulated, it's because my whole body hurts right now. I can barely move. Anyhow, the plan didn't really go the way that we expected it to. Let me explain. It all started during the middle of the night. I woke up in the dark to gunshots being fired off somewhere near us. That's when I heard our locks being opened. As it turned out, the suspicion had reached a boiling point. They decided to do a thorough search in all the rooms. I scrambled towards my shard stash, managing to slash my wrist just as the guard started pulling me away. He took the butt end of the rifle and slammed it into my chest. However, I felt nothing. From the solitary, dim flickering light bulb above, I could make out his face, one of pure shock. He shot at me a couple of times before I managed to disarm him. The other guard just ran away, and I looked back to see Buck and Lauren waking up from the commotion. It was now or never. We filled our pockets to the brink with the shards before heading out. As soon as we did, the lights came on. The war had officially started. I watched as guards got tossed around and executed by new, invulnerable prisoners. I started running along the corridors while getting shot at from all angles, with Buck and Lauren close behind. We scrambled up the stairs, getting closer and closer to the top. It was apparent that the more and more we made it up, the more and more guards were being sent down. And that's when I realized something. We could handle groups of two or three or four of them, but not an entire army. We'd get overwhelmed eventually. I picked up a rifle just in case. I think we made it up about 20 sets of stairs before we were met with the fucking cavalry. The corridor was congested with about 6 of those armored guards that me and Lauren saw when we first landed on Ghost Hazard. "It's fucking hell," I remember Buck saying. "What are they supposed to be?" A bunch of them started trudging forward, lugging along massive Gatling guns. I pricked myself with a shard again in anticipation. We ducked in a nearby cell, and just as the shells started firing, my hand touched something soft and squishy as I stumbled backwards into the wall. It was a prisoner's spilled guts. I had to shudder at that. My heart dropped when I checked my pockets. I guess most of the shards had fallen out, and at one point or another. Luckily, Lauren's were still mostly there. We sat for a while, knowing that we wouldn't be able to move, given the constant stream of bullets. It lasted longer than I expected, and eventually Buck had enough. "Fuck it," he said. "They can't do this shit forever." He stabbed himself with a shard before walking out, hands up high. I heard him say, "Come on, you cunts," before being drowned out by the gunfire. I watched as he was slowly pushed back by the force. After a while, the stream of ammunition stopped. We rushed out of the cell just as Buck was slowly getting up. His clothes had pretty much been shredded away by bullets at this point. It was a strange sight for sure. However, we realized that there was a new problem right there in front of us. Although the guards couldn't hurt us, we sure as hell weren't going to make a dent on them. They also outnumbered us. I looked around to see the other prisoners being tossed down by them, into the void. Their echoing screams signified potential doom for us, and I looked back in front of me to see the guards approaching. If they got a hold of me, they'd have no problem just throwing me over the rails, and I don't think the shards would have helped with whatever the hell was down there. I guess Buck and Lauren also realized this because they had already started running the other way. However, their paths were quickly blocked by a couple more armored guards that had jumped down from a higher level. To be honest with you, I thought we were goners right there and then. I didn't see a way out of it. We backed into another cell right as the guards closed in on us. I was considering slitting my throat just to avoid whatever the hell was down in that pit when I realized that I couldn't. I'd cut myself with a shard mere moments ago. I just closed my eyes in preparation. I felt myself move forward a bit before being shoved to the ground. I opened them in confusion. One of the guards had dragged the other that was pulling me and pushed him over the rails. I watched as he went after the others. It was a guard-on-guard fight. I didn't move for a while. I was just too stunned. And eventually, one of the guards stumbled back into the cell where we were. He looked at us, panting heavily. It was Smoker. There was blood running down his face. Shard ran out. "This isn't gonna work," he uttered out. "We gotta get the hell out of here." At that, I snapped out of my trance. All of us got up and started booking it down the corridor. Took a quick glance behind to see two armored guards sprinting right at us, gaining ground every second. We reached the stairs sometime later, scrambling up to the next floor. We were nearly there when Lauren was dragged back down by her foot. I watched in horror as she was lifted up, ready to be tossed at any second, and that's when I heard a voice coming from above us. "Get out of the way!" Koontz was standing there. He looked half dead, with bloody wounds covering a good portion of his exposed skin. And despite that, he was holding what looked like a large fucking rocket launcher. I did what he said. I moved out of his shooting path. He fired it, stumbled back as he did, and the rocket made contact with the guard, who flew backward from the explosion right over the rails. The other one was close behind, meeting a similar consequence. Lauren was airborne, barely managing to catch onto the rail as she made her descent. She pulled herself up before screaming out in exasperation, "What the fuck?" She took some deep breaths before composing herself. We looked back up at Koontz. He just gave us a bloody smile. "Got any more of those crystals? Sure use one right now." We continued making our way up the floors. At this point, it was me, Buck, Lauren, Koontz, and Smoker, who was still in the armor. As it turns out, he and a bunch of the other prisoners had managed to overpower one of the armored guards when they were still being sent down as singles. Unfortunately, Jackman died in the process. As for Koontz, one of his cellmates had told him about the shards and gave him some weeks before the revolution. However, he quickly lost all of them when he was tackled by a mound of guards. Eventually, he fought them off, grabbed the launcher in the process, and looked upwards. There were about four floors to the surface. But it was still pretty much war. We sure as hell weren't in the clear. Luckily for us, the amount of armored guards had drastically thinned out. With Smoker paving a way for us, we kept running. At this point, we were running dangerously low on shards. It was the home stretch. We were almost out. However, I had this creeping feeling that wouldn't go away. This thing that just kept nagging at me deep down. I knew what it was. I looked at Smoker. There was definitely a look of frightened anticipation on his face. That's when it happened. A booming crash from the other side of the prison. It was the warden. Everyone had stopped to take in the massacre that was occurring some distance away from us. He was far enough away that I had to squint, but I could make out what he looked like. He towered over the regular prisoners. I think maybe 8.5 feet. Might have been an understatement. His skin was pale white. He had long, slicked back silver hair. His trench coat was bloody, sweeping along the floor as he moved. That was another thing. He was fast. I observed as he sliced through multiple prisoners simultaneously. He was wielding an extremely large sword that nearly resembled a butcher knife. Whatever prisoners that were invulnerable to the knife, he simply tossed into the blackness below. I snapped back to reality when the ground started shaking. I heard a deep guttural roar coming from the chasm below. I guess whatever the hell was down there was more disturbed by the amount of bodies coming its way. At this point, the warden had completely finished off the prisoners around him. A stampede of people had started running our way, running from the warden. He looked in our direction. And that's when I joined the herd. I made a beeline for the next stairway, pushing others out of the way as I did. As I started making my way up, I heard another loud crash and the subsequent sound of slaughter that was now too close for comfort. I took a quick glance back. The warden was maybe 10 meters away from me. He was probably 20 times that distance just seconds ago. And that's when I got a good look at his eyes. You see, they weren't pure black like everyone said they were. They were dark for sure, but there was something else. When I caught his glare, I didn't feel like I was looking at one man. I felt like I felt the anguished eyes of thousands staring back. That's the best way I could explain it. Before I could realize what was happening, he charged at me, and I think he tried grabbing me, but it didn't quite work out. Instead, I was flung onto the top floor. I was met with sharp, unexpected pain. My shard had run out, and still reeling from the sting, I looked around and located the exit. It was surrounded by dead guards and had prisoners pouring out of it at a torrid rate. My skin prickled as I felt a warm breeze for the first time in years, and I ran for it faster than I had ever done so before, ignoring the intense aches in my legs. Every time I took a stride, as I was nearing freedom, I heard another crash some distance behind me. I didn't need to turn around to know what it was. The warden was on the top floor. I stepped out into what it looked like a combination between an aircraft carrier and an industrial dock. I watched as planes and helicopters soared away. There was no more aircrafts on the ground, only ships docked at the edge amidst the crowd of people. I spotted Smoker and the rest of them. I called out to him. He turned to face me and gestured for me to join him. We started running towards what looked like a smaller sized cargo ship, but eventually we made it on. There were roughly 20 other people waiting for us, including Kuntz, Buck, and Lauren. But one of them called out, "That's enough! You gotta leave now!" "No, we can't yet!" Smoker barked back at him. He turned to me and asked if the warden was still coming after us, and I nodded. "Fuck!" he shouted. He followed up by telling us that since we were in a ship, we wouldn't be able to evade him if he'd ever reached the surface. "They'll destroy each and every last ship that tries to leave this place," he says, with a tone of desperation. I asked him what the hell we were supposed to do. Then he sighed before speaking. Apparently there was an absurd amount of explosive attached underneath the carrier. This was essentially a failsafe in case of a major disaster like what was happening right now. Since the guards were pretty much dead, nobody had detonated them yet. "If we trigger it, probably take care of the warden," Smoker said hesitantly. I asked him how we were supposed to do that, and he pointed to a large bag of small objects resembling futuristic grenades. "I should do the trick. All it takes is one person." At that moment, the warden burst out of the strip. All the prisoners that were still alive had pretty much escaped at that point, so he instantly turned his attention to us. "Fuck me," Smoker said under his breath. "Well, I guess this is it." He reached back for the bag of explosives. But they were gone. "It's all right, mate." We all turned to look at Buck. He had the bag slung over his shoulder and was holding a pistol. "I was never much back on Earth, you know?" He grinned at us. "The least I can do is go out with a bang." He hopped off the ship.
"You better get going, yeah? No need to thank me."
Those are the last words that he said to us before walking casually towards the advancing warden. None of us knew what to say. We just knew that we had to get out of there. And that's what we did. We left without Buck. We watched as he held the bag of explosives up almost tauntingly, and the warden stopped in his tracks. He started backing up. The ship also started picking up speed, but by the time we were a good distance away, we saw the explosion. It was a nasty one. A wave of heat hit us as we moved across the water. It's been a few hours now. Nobody said anything. I guess there isn't a lot to say. Or they could just be enjoying the peace. It's quiet out here. Tranquil. I almost feel at ease. Almost. Where we'll end up next, no one knows. But I don't have high expectations. And Buck, I know you told me not to do this, but thank you.